The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Very good morning to all of you today, and a very happy Easter. It's a really great blessing to spend Easter here on the West Coast with all of you this year. Coming from New York, this is a whole change of scenery for me, and Father Nebrega has been so gracious with me being here with you over this past, I guess it's been about 8 months now or so. So a very happy Easter. It's really great to be here on a very beautiful day as well. It's always nice when the weather cooperates on the great festival of Easter. This year was a big milestone birthday for me. I turned 40 back in February. And I think ever since we can remember our first birthday, we know that when we're given a cake with candles on it, we got to blow out the candles, but more importantly, we got to make a wish, right? We are trained to know that that's what you do on your birthday, to make a wish. And when I turned 40 this year was no exception. Now, of course, when you're younger, you may be wishing of things that are just completely fantasy, right? That you wish you had like a pet unicorn, or you wish that you could fly. Maybe as you get a little older, like when you're in high school, you start wishing you had a Lamborghini or $1 million, right? But as you get older, then you just start wishing that you have good health, right? So the evolution in our wishes can be seen through each passing year. Yet there's one important thing that I can think about when we think about how we like to make wishes of things that we want. That Easter brings us to a place in our life where it's not about wanting things, it's about hoping for things. The great festival of Easter shows us that we are people of hope, not wishes. And what I mean by that, well, it's very simple. When we're making wishes, we're wishing for things that we want. But when we're people of hope, we're hoping for things that we need. And there's a big difference, because the things that we need are the things that bring us joy. The things that we want, we actually become slaves to. One of the great ways for us to become people of hope is actually for us to reflect upon the past. And last night at the Easter Vigil, if you ever attended an Easter Vigil Mass, there are lots of readings that are read from Scripture, all from the Old Testament in the beginning of the Mass. Well, the ones that it's that you always need to hear, because you have a lot of options as to which ones you could read, but the one that you always need to hear is the great reading of the Israelites passing through the Red Sea, the water on both sides of them, and journeying into freedom as the waters then cover over Pharaoh and all the Egyptians who were chasing after them. And that is a great image for us to stay with as we enter into this great moment of Easter, an Easter renewal. That Easter promises us that we are people of freedom in Jesus. Because looking back on the past in our own lives, we can see how many times God has been so faithful to us in giving us what we need just when we needed it. And it's the same God in and through Jesus Christ that will give us everything we need today and tomorrow and the next day and the rest of our lives. So there's great wisdom that the church has in looking back at these great moments in salvation history, because they show the faithfulness of God to his people in the past, and the past is what gives us the ability to hope that all will be well today and tomorrow and the next day. Yet how do we actually truly become people of hope? Sure, it's one thing to think about the past, but we're people of hope knowing that Jesus is present every moment in our midst. That's the most amazing thing about Easter, is that it's not just simply remembering something that happened 2,000 years ago as some type of historical event in time, which of course it was, and nor is Easter just simply thinking about one day when we go to heaven and our bodies will rise into heaven, which of course it is as well. But Easter brings us to the present moment, to see where the risen Jesus is alive right in our midst. Yet it's hard for us to think about where Jesus is in our midst, giving us what we need when we're distracted by things that we always want. This past week, I was really hit hard with this because I'm studying at Berkeley here in graduate school, and we had an offsite course the entire week, and we were floating around in hotels in San Jose and San Francisco. And of course, it was a very trying time as a priest to not be part of really anything pertaining to Holy Week in a church. So I spent an entire week with 71 other students, having to deal with lots of academic stuff, having to deal with lots of social stuff, and also somehow trying to spiritually prepare myself for Easter in the midst of the holiest week in the church calendar. And I can tell you that I was making lots of wishes. I wish I wasn't there in that program for that week. I wish I was celebrating the sacraments, the liturgies in a church. I wish I was in a monastery. I wish I was not even studying business. There were tons of wishes I was making. But yet, what I was reflecting upon more throughout this week is how much God gives me everything I need. Because in the midst of a very trying week, God allowed me to spend moments with my family who were visiting. That was a great source of comfort and consolation in the midst of all the craziness of the schedule. I was able to celebrate the sacraments in my hotel room with other Catholics in the program. And it was a very beautiful Holy Week. Not the typical Holy Week for a priest, but the one that I needed, because God knew what I needed. Today, at this Mass, think about what you want, but then let go, receive the risen Lord in the Eucharist, and ask for what you need. Because when we receive Jesus, we're given the strength the ability to look at the world through his eyes, to hear things with his ears, to love with his heart. What we do here is not just some simple ritual that makes us think about what happened 2,000 years ago. We're given the very life of the resurrection through this Eucharist that will give us the ability to be a resurrected people of hope in a very hopeless world. How we were reflected upon how life always comes in this past week. Think about that horrible fire in Notre Dame. But in the midst of those ashes and that rubble, how many people yearning once again for God? They may not even know that's what they're yearning for, but that's what they need. We don't necessarily need a building, but we need the presence of God in our midst. Let us rejoice this day that the resurrection is not something in the past, nor is it something that we're waiting for, but it's right here when we simply allow ourselves to let go of what we want and rely and ask for what we need. And we do that today in this Eucharist. A very, very happy Easter to all of you.